Morning, Brisbane. This is Jess and Marilyn with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, food relief for vulnerable Queenslanders set to combat cost of living conditions. In Townsville and Brisbane, Food Bank Queensland will receive $2.8 million from the Miles government to expand their operations. An approximate $9 million has been allocated to the food relief in the recent budget. Jess Watkinson of Food Bank Queensland says up to 18 million kilograms of food can be distributed in the next year now. The move aims to better support Queenslanders in disaster recovery. Such events could see food shortages. Queensland tourism set to boom for the winter break, the most popular holiday destination for Australians. According to state research, June and July will see a 21% increase of our fellow compatriots from the other states and Tasmania on home turf. Tourism Queensland CEO Patricia O'Callaghan says Bluey's World is just one of the many attractions that can be attributed to this influx. Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane were all made out to be the usual suspects.
In national news, UQ's tech trial to improve early detection of skin cancers in regional and rural Australia. According to UQ, the $3 million trial will help create a national and specific skin cancer screening program in Australia using a combination of technology. Professor Monica Janda from UQ's Centre for Health Services Research says regional areas have higher cases of skin cancer, yet less than 10% of dermatologists practice there. She emphasizes the trial will create equal access to skin imaging services and diagnosis despite distances and shortages of medical specialists. In international news, Russia claims the US is responsible for the Ukrainian attack on Crimea on Sunday. According to Reuters, 5 US-supplied missiles were used, leaving 5 people dead and 124 injured. The Russian Defense Ministry says 4 of the missiles were shot down and the 5th detonated mid-air. The ministry alleges US spy satellites were involved in determining the missile's flight coordinates. No comment has been provided by the US or Ukraine on the attack, however. President Putin says Russia will respond and has been in constant contact with its military. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or hit